I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. And we have the privilege of welcoming our listeners in Washington, D.C. Yes, once again, we are simulcasting today. My name is Bob Burney. I am in Columbus, Ohio. Yes, the capital of the Buckeye State. And I host Bob Burney Live every afternoon. But we also have the privilege of broadcasting on WAVA 105.1 FM in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., because Don Crow is taking a little R&R. He's taking a vacation day, and I have the privilege of sitting in for him today. So, welcome. Here is my telephone number, and it works anywhere in the continental United States. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you have not heard, breaking news. A federal judge has struck down the Biden administration's mask mandate for public transportation. Trains, planes, and yeah, whatever. How did that song go? Trains, planes. Well, anyway, a federal judge has said, yeah, nope, you overreached your responsibility, your authority. You didn't follow the law. And he has voided the extended mask mandate, which was supposed to have already run out. And it was extended to May 3rd. But now, will the Biden administration appeal this? Probably. But I could be wrong on this, but it's my understanding that this is immediate. So if you are flying or if you are on a train, you don't have to wear a mask as of today. If you're a traveler, you are probably singing the Hallelujah Chorus. Speaking of the Hallelujah Chorus, I hope that all of you had a wonderful Easter celebration. I don't know what the weather was in Washington, D.C. It was spectacular here in Ohio. It was cold. It was chilly, but we had brilliant sunshine, unlike today. Yeah. Snow showers. We could get an accumulation, a small, slight accumulation of snow tonight. That's Ohio. I should have looked up Washington, D.C., but anyway, it was a wonderful day here. Joy and I were in our home church celebrating Easter with brothers and sisters in Christ. Great music, wonderful message, and I hope you had the same experience as we celebrated Christ's victory over death, hell, the grave, and even Satan himself. The tomb is empty, folks. The tomb is empty. We should celebrate that every day of the year, but we do that particularly on Easter. But isn't that a pagan holiday? Yeah, maybe that's where it originated. Maybe. I'm not sure. I've heard that for you. It's a pagan holiday. I can't believe Christians. Hey, folks, listen. Does it really matter what happened? The origins of, you know, 1,000 years ago or whatever? Here's what's important to me. Easter Sunday for me, for my family, is a celebration of the resurrection of Christ. And you know what? That's the only thing that's important to me. Now I've got some illustrations. I won't bore you with that. But anyway, I hope you had a wonderful Easter. Folks, listen, let me get really serious here. Our current presidential administration is trying to force absolute evil on the children of America. And listen, I do not use the term evil lightly. I don't. I don't just throw it around. I know some people do. Oh, that's evil. No, I mean this. And what am I talking about? Listen to this headline. Biden administration and the ACLU gear up to defend trans hormone treatment for children. Now, here's what's going on. At least three states, I can't believe it's only three. I hope it becomes many, many, many more. At least three states in America have passed legislation, and they are now laws that prohibit hormone treatment or sexual reassignment surgery for children. We're talking minors. We are talking children. Now, let's establish a fact here, all right? Let's establish a fact, a scientific fact. There is not a child in America that possesses the emotional maturity to make a decision about receiving puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and certainly not sexual reassignment surgery. These are procedures and medications that often, in fact, usually have permanent results. Permanent results. Can you think of any other decision that a minor is allowed to make that is permanent in nature? Of course not. Of course not. They do not possess the emotional, psychological maturity to make these kinds of decisions. And yet we are seeing all across America medical professionals, and I put that in quotation marks, because any medical professional that encourages a child to undergo puberty blockers, hormone treatment, is not a professional. They are a fraud, they are a phony, and they're involved in evil activity. Well, we want the children to be what they want to be. Think about how ludicrous that is. And the Biden administration is fighting against these laws that have been passed to protect children from abuse. We literally have a presidential administration that is advocating the abuse of children. I got to take a break. I'm not done. Oh, no, 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 I'm not done. Hang with me. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Bob Burney Live, whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio, or Washington, D.C., and here is my number. Maybe you disagree. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you again for joining me. Welcome to our listeners in Ohio. Welcome to our listeners in Washington, D.C. and the surrounding area. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. At least three states now have laws on the books prohibiting hormone therapy, and we're talking about hormone therapy for sexual reassignment. We're not talking about other kind of hormone therapy in order to treat a particular disease. We're talking about hormone therapy with gender issues, prohibiting that for minors, and sexual reassignment surgery. Folks, that's common sense. That's common sense. As I said before the break, there is not a child in America, not one, that possesses the mental maturity, the emotional maturity to make that kind of decision. And yet it's happening. And the Biden administration has announced that they are going to do everything they can to fight these laws. In other words, now this is my opinion, but I think it is a reasoned opinion. The Biden administration is supporting with all of their force and all of their power child abuse. Courts in the UK have declared this kind of treatment as child abuse. Hopefully, American courts will catch up. I've got much more to say, but I try to defer to the phones as often as possible. And we have Jahan in Maryland. I probably slaughtered your name, and I apologize. Welcome.
Hello, thank you very much.
What is the proper pronunciation of your first name?
The proper pronunciation is Yoen.
Joey?
Yoen.
Oh, Yoen, Yoen, Yoen. All right, now it makes sense, and I apologize. Yoen, thank you for calling. I'm honored. What's on your mind?
Well, I have to talk about, it literally gave me chills. My hand twitched to pick up the phone because it's just so, dastardly. It's almost like you've been hoodwinked a little bit, like bamboo. Like you vote for particular representatives to protect and safeguard values that the country was allegedly founded upon, right?
Right.
And you're trying to see a change, right? Is there a change going to come? This seems like almost like we took a couple steps forward, assuming that we were supporting, one of Obama's, best buds. He was right there with him with the train. And so, when we see with the officials that were elected as well alongside him, a young woman also, Supreme Court appointment. All the hoopla, and then this right on the back end of it, just like a slap in the face. it's like, what is going on?
Well,
how can only three states?
It is an evil agenda, Johan. It is an evil, wicked agenda that, in my opinion, and I feel very, very strongly about it, is child abuse. To allow a minor child to make this kind of decision, even with consultation, even with counseling, even with a whacked out parent, and you would have, as a parent, you would have to be completely whacked out to encourage your child to make a decision that will impact the rest of their lives, when we realize statistically that these kids who make these kind of decisions, by the time they reach 18, 80% or more change their minds. This is outrageous. And let me repeat, it's wicked. But our current presidential administration is pushing this as hard as they can push it.
I mean, tell me about this, Pastor Bob. I recently had to make a tough decision, right? I had to risk the wrath of my child. I'm a five-year-old. She's
and a five-year-old can have wrath.
Yes, she can.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, she can. But she'll just give you this look. I literally don't let her feet really touch the ground. Like, she wants me to carry her everywhere. I voluntarily started doing it, and then I was like, wait a minute. She literally expects me to almost, like, carry her everywhere. But no, I was like, oh, no, she needs to get some strength in her legs. She was already way, way, way too strong growing up. Anyway, so I was like, all right, she'll be okay. I'll just carry her everywhere, be a good example. Everybody will see, hey, you know, you support your kids, keep your kids up, lift your kids up. Anyway, we get into a restaurant. I'm not going to disclose. And it dawns on me that, okay, well, she needs to have some greens on her plate, right? Because she's never really eaten anything green in my presence.
No. Don't tell me you're going to force your child to eat healthy. What kind of a terrible parent are you?
Like she told me before, one of these days, when she was crying and let have a toy, being a bad daddy.
Bad daddy!
Exactly. All right.
I can see the scene. I can see it.
You got to picture it, man. You got to picture it.
Oh, yeah. So, I see it, man.
The waiter, pleasant fellow, man. Great, great brother. Cool cat. You know, he sees what's going on, and he's just like, come on. He's like, hey, you know what? My daughter's, like, she's huge now. She got bigger muscles than I do. What does she do? She eats her greens.
Yeah.
She eats her veggies. Because she's literally not touching them. Like I said, she's to just eat one piece. I want to see her nibble one piece, catch a quick snapshot, you know, make it look good for the grammar.
But you know you're supposed to allow a five-year-old, if the only thing they want is desserts and candy, shouldn't you give it to them if that's what they want? You know, this is the kind of reasoning. This is the same kind of reasoning, except it is far more serious than candy and dessert. And yet we've got a presidential administration that wants to empower children to make decisions that literally often, not just can, but often destroys their life. Johann, thank you for calling, man. I appreciate it so much. I'm honored that you called today. Call again. We've got to take a break. We'll be back with more Bobberty Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE.